Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The only way to get good is to start with just okay.
Your current life today is the result of the price you've sown up to now. If you don't like what you're getting out, what you have to do is you have to put in something different. We find that all successful people are goal-oriented. There's an old saying, you can't hit a target that you can't see. So you have to ask yourself, what is the price that you have to pay to achieve the success that you desire? And you have to write it down and make a plan and work on it every day.
To every visionary, you got to keep dreaming. I want you to dream in such a way that everything is in color. I want you to dream in such a way that there are layers to it. I want you to dream in stages, step one, two, three. I want you to see beyond what's possible today. I want you to keep dreaming in spite of those who don't believe in what you've seen because it's in your head. But it's not just in your head. It's got to creep into your heart. And if it gets in your heart, that's where you'll start.
Never say you can't do it. Say, I haven't done it yet. I haven't done it yet. And that's true with everything. It's like, there's nothing that you can't do. You may not have done it yet. We don't know if you can do it or not until you really practice. And then you find out if you can do it or not, or how well you can do it.
I don't know if you know this, but you only get one life. One shot, one chance. And every single day you have a choice. You can sing your song of greatness, or you can let the world silence that voice. You see, millions of people die with regret. My question is that going to be you? Getting to your final days of life knowing you're about to die with your dreams because you never acted.
A lot of you expect more out of people like me, out of people on Instagram, people on TV, people in the world. You expect more out of people like us than you do from yourself. You need to stop expecting more from other people than you do from yourself. Start looking inward on exactly who you want to be and exactly how you want to get there.
If you want to be the best of the best, if you want to survive no matter what happens, if you want to thrive no matter what happens, you can't second guess yourself. I can't gamble on you if you're not willing to gamble on yourself. I can't trust you unless you trust yourself. You're asking me to be honest with you. When was the last time you were honest with yourself? There's always a reason. If your business is not thriving, there's a reason. If your health is not thriving, there's a reason. If your relationship is not thriving, there's a reason. And you know what the crazy thing is? Everybody in this room knows exactly what that reason is. But you won't have that honest conversation with yourself. But you tell everybody else, be honest with me. Everybody wants somebody to be honest with them until it's time to be honest.
Just start with one little habit, just one little good thing that you do, and do it a lot. Once that becomes part of your nature, part of who you are, add another. Expand upon that. Because here's the thing, you didn't get here overnight. These things don't happen in a day, a week, or a month. It started with one little bad habit that grew and evolved to a point where you had to step back and look at your life and say, what the hell happened to my life? So what makes people think that moving in the opposite direction is going to be any faster? Start with that one little habit, grow it, evolve it, and then one day you'll step back and look at your life and say, what the hell happened to my life? Except this time, you'll have a smile on your face.
You've seen it. But now that you've seen it, you got to keep seeing. You got to avoid the idea that somehow you could burn out. No, there are embers that are connected to you. That every time something came into your life that tried to wipe out your dreams, to wipe out what you are, it spread. That's why you got to keep feeding you. You got to keep growing. You got to keep trying. You got to keep lifting. You got to keep running. And as you keep running mile after mile, you are stacking expertise. You are stacking power. You are stacking ability. You are stacking endurance.
Until you win, effort always goes unnoticed. Get used to it. No one roots for you until everyone roots for you. That's just how it works.
If you're complaining more than you're talking about your vision, then you're in inertia. Energy goes into those lower frequencies, doubt, worry, fear, and now you're in that dynamic. But if you start talking about possibility, even if you don't know how to get there, then your energy starts to go up. You know, what if you ask a what if question? What if all my needs were met? What would I be doing in my life? What if everything is really working together for my good? What if all the bad things that have happened in my life are leading me to activating some great potential in my experience? Ask a what if question, and you start to notice little tiny miracles happening in your life. Things start to manifest. You don't know how they got there.
How do you know that you're on your path? Because it disappears. That's how you know. How do you know that you're really doing something radical? Because you can't see where you're going. That's how you know. But everything you have lent on for your identity has gone.
Ever you take on anything worthwhile in life, you're going to go into the valley of death in that process. You're going to get to a place where you want to quit. Everybody goes through the same journey. You're going to be in the valley of death. You're going to want to quit. Most people quit. If you have purpose, if there's a reason why you're doing what you're doing, you've got to have purpose, your why. If you don't have your why, when you get into the valley of death, which everybody goes into, you're going to quit. Because why are you doing this? It's too hard. Go do something else.
I get it. It hurts. But you know what? It's supposed to. Because if it didn't, you wouldn't change. If it was easy, you'd just stay the same. All of this pain is medicine for your soul. It's part of learning and growing. And you're stronger now because of it. So don't shy away from the pain, because sometimes it's our greatest teacher.
Just don't quit today. Tomorrow, take care of yourself. Whatever we got to do tomorrow, just don't quit today. Little step. Okay? I'm not going to worry about quitting for the rest of my life. I'm not worried about quitting tomorrow. Tiny step. Tomorrow, what are we going to do? Well, I don't know, but I'm not going to do that today. Just today.
You just want to outdo yourself every day. I say life is like a gym. If you look over to the right, there will always be somebody in better shape than you. But if you look to your left, there's someone who would die to be in your position.
Look up. Get up. And don't ever give up. You tell everyone or anyone that has ever doubted, thought they did not measure up, or wanted to quit, you tell them to look up, get up, and don't ever give up.
I promise you it's possible, because the only impossibilities that exist are the ones you create. You miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. So shoot away. Stop playing it safe, because the only strikeout in life is not stepping up to the plate. I said the only strikeout in life is not stepping up to the plate.
Don't get better automatically. You only get better because you intentionally make a decision to get better. Here's how this works. You have to go from being a person of good intentions to a person of good actions.
The world shows you who you are if you watch and pay attention. Why? Because you are a reflection of it. So what you see in the exterior is a reflection of what's happening inside. But you can change what's inside.
This may sound really elementary, and you've probably heard it 1,000 times before, but don't quit. Don't stop. If you're in it, if you're in the trenches, if you feel like you can't do it anymore, if you feel like there's no light, if you feel like you have no idea what in the hell tomorrow's gonna look like, just keep going. Take another step. Even if you're taking an inch, just move an inch. Move another inch. Just keep going. Don't quit. Don't quit. You quit, 100% certainty, you will make it. You keep going, inch by inch, a little bit, I guarantee you'll get there at some point in time.
A strong person isn't someone who's never knocked down. A strong person is someone who can recover quickly, is someone who can get back up, is someone who can shake themselves off and keep going. So do not envy the people that you see on your left or to your right that just keep on climbing with no difficulties. Hard times may build character, but ultimately it exposes it.
When you're nothing, nothing, and change yourself into something to extract greatness from nothing. It takes every bit of who you are if you choose that route.
No matter what it is that you are walking through right now, you have what it takes to come out on the other side full of life and with a newfound gratitude. The dark times, they're just a lesson. They're not a life sentence.
You can't stay motivated, stay consistent. Consistency gonna bring back your motivation. No matter what it is, that consistency, staying on point, staying disciplined, and staying focused, no matter on the days that's hard, it's gonna make the days that you are motivated that much greater.
Get the last rep. You will get tougher. Every time you push through, you build strength. Not just physical strength, mental strength. Tenacity. Will. You're not just born with will. You create it. You develop it through effort. And every time you put forth effort, your will, your discipline becomes stronger. And every time you quit, your will and your discipline gets weaker. Do not allow that. You cannot allow that. Every rep counts. Not just in the weight room, but in life. Every rep counts.
Don't wait until they tell you you are ready. The world might say you are not allowed to yet. I waited a long time out in the world before I gave myself permission to fail. Please don't even bother asking. Don't bother telling the world you are ready. Show it. Do it. Ever tried, ever failed, no matter. Try again, fail again, fail better. The world is yours.
Make mistakes, because if you make mistakes, then you're building something new. It means you're learning, living, and pushing yourself to overcome your fears. Mistakes are not failures. They don't define you. Everyone's afraid of making mistakes, but I hope you're one of the few people who embrace it, because that's how you make a difference in your life and to the rest of the world.
Always keep going. No matter what happens, the storm eventually ends. And when the storm does end, you want to make sure that you're ready. And so I've really learned to put one foot in front of the other, good, bad, or indifferent, because eventually that storm passing.
If you don't exercise or draw out the potential in yourself, you are going to feel depressed. You're going to feel anxious because you know in your heart that you are leaving everything that you could potentially do and potentially become on the table. And that is going to bother you. That is going to make you feel depressed. That is going to make you feel dark. What is it you're trying to do? What is your mission? What kind of shape are you in? How do you eat? How do you train? What are you reading? What's your environment like? Are you spending all this time scrolling, or are you spending time moving forward?
What matters is that dash between your birthday and your death date. There's millions of people that say it next year, tomorrow, when I get time, that took their talents, took their vision, took their gifts, took their dreams, took their passion, took their purpose, took their standard to the grave. So no more one day, no more someday. Start today. Make today your day one. If you made that decision, welcome. Because the road to the greatest you has just begun. Like I always tell you, it all starts with you.